Good evening, Blackhawk Church, and welcome to Prayer and Worship. My name is Craig, one of the pastors here on staff, and we're so glad to have you with us. We'd really love to have you here, right here in the room with us tonight, but this is good. It's good to be able to have us in our homes and gathering together to pray and to worship together. And we know that we have people gathered from all over our community. We know there are people that are coming onto this online around the country and even around the globe, and that is just so great. So welcome. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. In this strange and challenging time of social distancing and sheltering in place, and this is a really discombobulating season that we're in, we know that God wants to meet us right where we're at. And if you're like me, you've probably been waiting for this all day long. In fact, I've been waiting for this since last week when we gathered to do this. So let me give us a few heads up, a couple of pointers as we come online and do this tonight. There's two features as we do this as you're online. One is there's a sidebar chat feature that you can use to share, just say hi and to share scripture that comes to mind or questions you might have. We have staff that are online, live. They'll have hosts next to their name, and they're there to help and to basically help everyone connect as we come online tonight with this. And then there's at the bottom of your screen, there's a live prayer button, and use that. We want to encourage you to use that as you've got prayer requests. Is there something that comes to mind that you would like prayer for? Again, we have staff who are just waiting to pray with you and to connect with you and offer those prayers up to the Lord. Our hope for tonight is that as we gather together, that one, we would just take a deep breath. And then with our breath, that we would then worship our God through song, that we would then bring our requests to Him in prayer. And that as we do that, whether you're doing it on your own or with roommates or with family, that in this time where we're feeling disconnected and even struggling with loneliness, that we would be connected. And that this time would be a time that God uses to reconnect us. And not only as a church, with one another, as important as that is, but to reconnect us with our God. A God who loves us, a God who is not far, but rather near. A God who wants us to know that He is very present in our world right now. A God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. And so I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Collier and Lydia tonight, who are going to be leading us in worship. So,
all right. Well, welcome. We're so excited to be here with you tonight and worship with you, myself and Lydia. And this first song, we're simply just going to just proclaim that we see victory. We see a victory. Sing along with us as we lift up the name of the Lord in this song. Thank you.
victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Lift your voice and say,
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
And say,
you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Ooh. You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Everybody say, you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Come on, lift your voices and say,
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Good.
Yeah.
You turn it for good.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
If you believe it, say it.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory.
To know that no matter what the enemy tries to throw our way, God is able to turn that thing on top of his head. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're gonna see a victory.
We just sang the words that God turns it for good, and I know how this story ends. As we move to prayer, I want us to start there. Start with praise and worship of our God. That's where our hope is, a hope in challenging times. And I want to read from the book of Habakkuk, a minor prophet that's nestled in the back of the Old Testament, because he lived in extremely challenging times as well, but he knew to turn to God in praise and worship. So hear these words from Habakkuk 3:17 to 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. So like Habakkuk, let's move to a time of praise and of gratitude. And we'll have on the screen some prompts. First, prayers of praise. And I want to encourage us to start our prayers of praise with, God, thank you for being, and then just list off his attributes. Thank him for his being loving and all-powerful, in control, merciful, whatever comes to mind. Let's spend a time of praying prayers of praise to God. Now let's move to prayers of gratitude. Perhaps a surprising benefit that you've seen in this time, or God's provision that you've seen. And we could begin those prayers with, God, I am grateful for. Let's spend some time thanking God and being grateful. Now, as important as it is to give God thanks and praise, it doesn't mean that we minimize the stress that we're under in these challenging times and how very hard these times are for so many of us. It's important to be honest with God and with ourselves about the anxieties that we still may be wrestling with. Because if we're to turn and to pray for others, it's hard when we ourselves are weighed down by those stresses and anxieties. And so it's important to name those, I think. And so what might those be? I mean, there are so many right now. Even just the stresses for many of learning how to work from home, or now they're running school at home. Perhaps that's true for you. Perhaps more than one of these things is true for you. The loss of work, health concerns. It might be, I think of those in the medical and healthcare professions and the stress that they're experiencing, being alone and the loneliness that comes in this time. Or I think of those among us, how we might be wrestling with addictions or mental health challenges, or even being on the receiving end of racism in a time like this. So there's so many areas where we can live in a place of anxiety. Let me read these words from 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 that reminds us of the importance of casting our anxieties, our burdens on God. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Let's do just that right now. There's a prompt on your screen. Where are you anxious? And you may be feeling that in your mind, in your emotions, in your body. Let's pause and take inventory of the places where we're wrestling with being anxious. Now let's bring those anxieties to the Lord. Remember the words from 1 Peter, cast your anxiety on him, for he cares for you.
You know, when Saul would experience a troubled spirit, he would call for David to play the harp. And as David played, it would drive out that troubling spirit. And I know the enemy tries to bring things on us, anxieties. And obviously, we're all experiencing a new norm now. But I just want you to allow the words of this song to minister to your heart. Make room for God. Anxiety wants to fill up the room in your mind and your hearts and all those places that the peace of God wants to dwell. But I want to encourage you to allow the music and allow the words that Craig has shared with us and the words that Lydia are going to share with us to just fill the room of your minds and your hearts. Let it feel where you are right now. Maybe you're in your bedroom. Maybe you're in the kitchen or the living room or in the den someplace or in your car. I don't know, wherever it is. I just want you to make room right now for the power of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding to fill your soul.
Thank you.
As we have worshiped God, laid our anxieties down, let us now turn to bringing our requests to God in prayer. I want to read from a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi while he was in prison under house arrest that encourages us to do just that. This from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So as we move from our anxieties and our stresses and burdens to our faith being encouraged, let me invite us into a time of prayer, and I want us to think of three categories or areas that we're going to be praying into. The first is those that are closest to us, family, friends, even neighbors, and then moving that out to our larger community and even our nation, our country. And then lastly, globally, praying for the world. So let me have us start first with praying for those that are closest to us. And I just encourage you to think about who comes to mind when I say those words. It might be a loved one who is close to you but far, far away in terms of geography, but they're on your heart and mind. Lift them up in prayer. Might be an isolated neighbor. Let's spend time praying for those in our closest circle. Now let's move that circle out and let's offer up prayers for our community and for our country. And again, what comes to mind, to your heart and mind, to pray those things, but let me encourage us to consider praying for leaders of different institutions and schools, local and national government, for healthcare professionals and medical researchers, people right on the front line of this virus pandemic, and business owners and educators. And for our church, let's pray for our church that we would be God's faithful hands and feet in these days. Thank you. Now, if we could move that circle out yet one more time and think globally and praying for our world, God's world. Would we be praying for those impacted most severely with this pandemic, with fewer resources than we have as a nation? Praying for researchers around the globe that are working towards a vaccine. And let's pray for the church worldwide to be the source of hope in these days. And as we offer these prayers, amen. And as we poured out our hearts in prayer, we want to end turning to God in praise and worship, the God to whom we've brought all of these requests, the one who is worthy of all of our praise, the one in whom we have all of our hope.
This time, I want you to join us as we declare how awesome and how worthy God is. Hallelujah. This song is a simple song, and if you know it, just sing along with this. And it simply says, my hallelujah belongs to you. 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 Hey, my hallelujah belongs to you.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
So good and right to end bringing our praise and hallelujahs to God. In fact, you ain't gonna bother anyone here if you shout out a few hallelujahs right now. Shout them out.
Yeah.
So, again, so grateful for our time tonight. Would you join me as I close in prayer? God, it's been our desire, God, that our, as we've gathered tonight in praise and worship, that our faith would be deepened, our souls encouraged, and God, you would be glorified. For in this time, God, we desire to see you at work. And so, God, as we've brought these prayer requests to you, I pray you give us eyes to see where you are already at work in our midst, God. God, that we would be aligning our hearts and our desires with you. And God, show us the ways in which you want us to be your church in this time. The ways in which you want us to love and encourage those in our lives and around us and in our community and in this world to share your hope with people that you love, people, God, that we love. So keep our hearts and our eyes fixed on you, Lord. Thank you for the gift that it is to come together, even though we're spread apart, in your name, to praise and worship you. We give you thanks in your name. Amen. Thanks for being here with us tonight. So great to have you join us. Want to let you know that our staff, our hosts, will still be online for the next 10, 15 minutes. If there's any prayer requests that you have or any questions you might have, feel free to just drop them a line right there. So as we end our time together, would you join me as we read these words from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, as a benediction tonight? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And all God's people said, amen. Good night. Thanks for being with us.